I've said you are my shepherd. I've told you were my all. I've said you were my shepherd. I've told you were my all. If by chance I stumble, you would break my fall. But these were merely words I spoke when others were around, until I saw
good to be here today to realize what we, I hope we realize what we're singing about, you know, Jesus being everything. And I was just thinking, that we're serving a merciful God that allow us to work in a process that he knows we can't do this overnight, but he's merciful to us that allows us to, I have to make Jesus everything to me. You know, he's not going to just be everything to me unless I allow him to do that. And that's what I'm thankful for today, that we're serving a God that does give us some room, some time. And you know, I know the Bible said that God's spirit will not always dwell with man, so you know, we can't run out of time. But I believe we're serving a God that you know, realize when you read the scripture about flesh and blood and how that it's, you know, talks about, like, you know, flesh is like grass that grows up out here, and, you know, it's here today and tomorrow it's gone. And when you consider that, you know, when you look at it from a human point of view, then you realize you need to be focusing on some things that's going to help you, you know, that's going to benefit, you know, when this life is over, then what do you have? And that's what I think about a lot. And it's, you know, that, you know, whatever you, you know, possess, you know, your life should not be consistent of what you possess or whatever you even know, you know, altogether, except, you know, the things of God. Anything that's not of God, you know, that I have in my life, that's not going to, it's just going to go away. It's just going to be like a vapor. It's going to go away. And I'm realizing more and more that the thing that's going to help me, or that's going to remain, is what they say the only thing that's going to remain is what you do for God. You know, what God has put in your life. You know, that's why we have to allow God to work in our lives, because that's really, you know, when this life is over, this natural life, even if God give us for the 70, you know, I'm not too far from that. And I think about it, you know, that it's what God has deposited and what God has done, you know, in our lives, and what we allow God to do, and what we yield into our lives to. You know, we'll become what we eat, and all these kind of statements we make, but it's true, and I'm just thankful that we are here today to have this opportunity, and having gone through this ministers meeting, it really helped me, and I'm so thankful that God helped our church to bless us to host the meeting, and I think of a lot of things said and done, and I believe that our church is, you know, helping with this work of the body of Christ, and we're part of it. We get to participate, you know, in what God is doing, and that's what I want to recognize, what God is doing, and how he is working with people, and how he's working with ministers, and to have good leaders that's helping us, and they're not just yielding to one another all together, but they're seeking God. And that's what even that discussion I had about the campground and what to do about, you know, that. And I can sense that they will want to, you know, wait on God. You know, let's hear from God about this. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate them considering God and their decision that they're making. And that helps me to know that, you know, we're not, you know, like Paul said, you know, follow me as I follow Christ. And I appreciate that about our leaders that are considering God, and that's what we all should be doing, is living to where we are considering God in our lives, and to see, you know, be what, circumspectly, you know, we're to look around, we're to look for God, you know, to look for God in everything, even, you know, in our services, you know, to be able to, this, you know, I'm not always thinking like that, but I mean, when you begin to think and see what God is blessing, you know, see what God is you know, concerned about and following the Spirit. And I mean, I appreciate that. I mean, we do emphasize that in this church, and I think it's good, you know, that we should try to follow after God. You know, we don't want to just be doing things. You know, we can do a lot of things, but we want to work with God, work us together with God, and that's what we want to do. And I'm thankful that we have that opportunity to work with God and to realize that God has a work and in the earth, and but I could go along and not even know it, not even recognize it. And that's what I want to do. I want to recognize what God is doing. And I think we all should be looking. Look for God. You know, see God. And I'm thankful that we are in a place that where that's encouraged. You know, where we're encouraged to consider God. And he does, you know, after all, you know, we can't do hardly anything, you know, except God help us. You know, if it's going to be of any success at all, you know, then, you know, even, you know, we're blessed to be in a country where we have this liberty to come to church like this and worship God. We know that one day may going to change. But while we have this time, you know, like I said, while it is day, Jesus said, you know, while it is day, you know, work while it is day, because night is going to come when no man can work. So that, I know there's a lot to that, but we have to do that. We have to work while we have the opportunity, while God has given us that opportunity. And I appreciate God today that we have this opportunity. And let's take advantage of it. Let's work for God. Let's give God, let's make God our everything. Let's make Jesus our everything. Let's give him our life. You know, that's what we're, that's what we have. You know, a lot of things I can't give him. I don't have it, but I do have the life that he has given me. I can give that to God. I can offer that to God. So I'm thankful that we have that before us, and I'm so glad that God has smiled on us. And you know, a lot of things go on in this world. And I was thinking the other day, I said, you know, God has smiled on me, and I'm thankful. You know that. His blessings have been on my life. And you know, I came from a big family. I'm in a big family. You know, anything, anyway, but God has smiled on me. And I'm thankful today for that. I guess we need to pray. We have needs. And we need to pray for them and pray for God's people today. Think about, I know Brother Smith, Smith was talking about Brother and Sister Crowe. See, you know, the weather's kind of looking bad. Could be, potentially, but I'm sure that's probably why they're not here. But I don't know. I know they was expected to be here. Okay. Yes. Yeah. I can see. Yes. Let's remember them, because you know she liked being in church. All right. Sister Lynn. All right. Remember Sister Bunny today. Sister Elsie. Remember Sister Elsie's family. Pray for them. Good to see her today, here today.
Can you turn around?
Say, behind the what? Let's pray for Sister Elsie. Remember her today. Her needs. All right. Anybody else? Sister Smith. Okay. Sister Cindy's mother. Pray for her. Sister Smith. Okay. Let's remember. All right. Let's all remember that. Okay. Sister Holler. Brooke. Brother Adams and Sister Holler's job. Pray for his situation and her job situation. All right, Brother Mike. All right, remember Brother Mike Crafton's mother. All right. Sister Judy. All right. Okay, a couple special unspoken. All right. Okay. All right. Any other requests?
Just remember the churches in the Dominican Republic.
Yes.
Brother Calderon's got this church building in Comahome that we've got the blocks up. We don't have a floor in it or a roof on it, and he's got several people in that area that live there that he really needs that building. I'm really praying that God will help me this year to help him get that building. In the next few months, if the Lord would provide a way, for us.
Okay.
I really appreciate everybody helping me pray for that.
All right. Well, is that close to La Romana?
Comahone is northwest of La Romana.
Okay.
Remember
that work.
15 minutes or so.
All right.
It's a big, big area.
All right. Remember that need today. Sister, okay. Y'all hear that? I'm picking. Sorry. Sister, okay. Amy, yeah. Nikki. Okay. Nikki. Okay. Thank you. I know. Okay. All right. Appreciate God's people and pray for each other.
Golden, he's really seeking God for a good job that would really, he struggled now for a long time.
Okay.
And let's pray that God would help the Golden family. Get them, there ain't no pressure like financial pressure. You're under financial stress. Mm-hmm. Let's keep praying God would help them.
All right. Let's remember, Brother, the Golden family. I didn't see any cards when I visited Brother Smith. I don't know. I know we got a good sister here. Huh? Who's? Sister? Shay's sister. I didn't get her name, but I. Danielle. Okay. All right. Well, good to have her. And, of course, Brother Calderon is still here from the Dominican Republic. He's with us. Good to have him. All right. Sister Durham. Yes. I know. Let's remember Brother Durham. He's got a test to do tomorrow. And I know Brother Smith been praying that, God can help him. Not to have to do this surgery. Let's pray for Brother Durham. All right. Any other requests? All right. Let's all stand and take these needs to the Lord. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for this day, Lord, that you've given us. Lord, help your people. Lord, help us to look to you. Oh, God, to put our trust in you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, oh, God, we know that you can help our every need. Lord, we forgive. Lord, help us to believe it in our hearts, oh God. Oh, Jesus, oh God, help us that we can have compassion, oh God, on your people, on the needs of your people, God. Glory, 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 glory. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Praise your name, oh God. Glory, 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 glory. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Glory.
Calderon to talk to us a little bit. I appreciate having him doing a great work in the Dominican Republic. He's got a great church over there, and I have a lot of respect for him. Yo dile, yo quiero usted hablar. Nosotros hablamos. Y hermana Fisher, ella interpreta para usted, pero habla pase porque ella no habla español mucho, pero sabe, ella sabe, es mexicana, pero no uso español mucho ahora, pero ella entiende mucho. Brother Fisher got a mic somewhere. Where's Brother Fisher at? In his chair.
Tengo aquí, si no sé una palabra.
Ok, para buscarla.
To me, it's a great pleasure
estar aquí en esta mañana,
to be here this morning.
Y poderle, hablar en esta mañana.
To be able to speak to you this morning.
Okay.
He's got that right. Okay.
He pasado un buen tiempo aquí.
I've been having a really good time here.
He sentido la presencia de Dios aquí.
I have felt God's presence here.
Hay un buen espíritu.
There's a good spirit here.
Aprecio el ministerio que hay aquí.
I appreciate the ministry that's here.
Un ministerio que yo estoy mirando que Dios está trabajando.
A ministry that I can see God is working through them.
Y para mí eso es muy importante.
To me that's very important.
Y yo me siento bien.
I feel very good.
Porque yo siento a Dios aquí.
Because I feel God here.
Y donde está Dios,
where God is,
todo está bien.
Everything's well.
Cuando yo estaba en religión,
when I was in the religion world,
yo tenía un control en mí.
Tenía
un control en mí.
I had something inside of me. Control. Mm-hmm. Oh, I had a control. Oh, okay. He had a control inside of him.
Y yo nunca supe lo que era el bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
I never knew what it was, the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Siempre yo tenía, controlaba eso.
I used to try to control it.
Y nunca pude hablar en lengua tampoco.
I could never speak in English. I could never speak in the language. I never spoke in tongues.
Y por primera vez yo vine a Nueva York.
When I came to New York.
Y estábamos en una convención allá en Nueva York.
There was a convention there in New York.
Y el pastor Smith vino y me puso la mano en la cabeza.
One of the pastors put his hand on my head.
He said, when Brother Smith.
Brother Smith.
Let me help you just a little bit.
Okay.
We had, when they first came into the body, I took them to the convention, the New York convention. And in that convention is where he received the Holy Ghost. And I laid hands on him there and prayed for him.
Yes.
2001.
Y yo sentí en mí que perdí yo el control.
I felt in me I lost the control.
Y el Espíritu Santo tomó el control en mí.
And the Holy Spirit took control of me.
Y desde ese día,
and from then, that day on,
mi vida cambió.
My life changed.
Dios es poderoso.
God is powerful.
Él quiere tener siempre el control de nuestra vida.
He simply wants to have control of our lives.
Pero cuando nosotros queremos hacerlo de nosotros,
but when we want to do our thing,
y tener el control nosotros,
and have our control over our lives,
entonces Dios no participa en eso.
Then God cannot participate in that.
Dios quiere participar siempre en todos nuestra vida.
God wants to participate in every part of our life.
Pero es si nosotros le damos lugar.
That's if we give him the place, the room.
Yo recuerdo,
I remember,
que para mí fue algo muy difícil venir al cuerpo.
It was very difficult for me to come to the body.
Pero Dios hizo el camino.
But God made the way.
A veces nosotros queremos caminar por donde queremos caminar.
So sometimes we want to go where we want to go.
Y hacer lo que nosotros queremos hacer.
And to do what we want to do.
Dios no le agrada eso.
God does not appreciate that.
Dios estuvo con Moisés.
God was with Moses.
En todo su ministerio.
In all his ministry.
En toda su vida.
In all his life.
Pero llegó el tiempo de que Moisés se iba.
But there came a time when Moses left.
Y ya Moisés no iba a estar más.
And there was no more Moses.
Y Dios eligió a Josué.
And then God led Joshua.
Okay. Pero el pueblo no quería, no aceptaba a Josué.
But the people did not accept Joshua.
Y para el pueblo aceptar a Josué,
and in order for the people to accept Joshua,
Dios tuvo que trabajar sobre eso.
God had to work through everything.
En el libro de Josué, capítulo 3,
in the book Joshua, chapter 3,
yo quiero que podamos considerar algunas
algunos versos en esa escritura.
Like to consider a verse in that book. Mm-hmm. ¿A cuál verso?
Josué 3.
Okay, Joshua 3.
Verso 4.
Verse 4.
Okay. Dice que ese pueblo no sabía, nunca había caminado por ese camino.
The people never did walk through those streets. They never went that way. They never walked in that way.
Ni conocía ese camino.
They didn't know that way.
Pero Dios quería tomar el control.
But God wanted to take control.
Y Dios habló con Josué.
And he talked to Joshua.
Y Dios le dijo a Josué.
And he told Joshua.
Habla con el pueblo.
Speak to the people.
Y enséñale al pueblo.
And show the people.
¿Cuándo tienen que salir?
When they have to leave.
Cuando el arca salga.
When the ark.
Arca.
Arca is ark.
Cuando el arca, cuando los sacerdotes salgan con el arca.
Okay. When the priest comes out with the ark.
Okay. Entonces el pueblo va a caminar detrás del arca.
The people will follow behind the ark.
Pero hay una distancia que tienen que mantener.
But there's a distancia.
Sí, una distancia.
Distancia. Says vista. View. Okay.
Y el pueblo tenía ese una distancia que tenía que mantener.
The people had a distance they had to maintain.
No podía avanzar más cerca de ahí.
They couldn't get any closer to it.
El arca tiene un tipo de Jesús.
The ark has a tip of Jesus. A type of Jesus.
El arca tiene un tipo de la presencia de Dios.
The ark has a certain type of the presence of God.
Okay. Pero Moisés, Josué quería que el pueblo hiciera lo que Dios quería.
Joshua wanted the people to do what God wanted them to do.
Hay gente que no acepta la voluntad de Dios.
There's people that they don't accept the will of God.
Hay gente que no hacen lo que Dios quiere que se haga.
There's people that there's things that they won't do that God wants them to do.
Y cuando Dios está haciendo algo,
and when God is doing something,
a veces la gente no entiende lo que Dios está haciendo.
The people don't, sometimes they don't understand what he's doing.
Porque nosotros queremos hacer nuestra propia voluntad.
Because sometimes we want to do our own will.
Y Dios no quiere eso.
And God does not want that.
Tenemos que ver lo que Dios está haciendo.
We need to see what God is doing.
Y con quién lo está haciendo.
And with who he's doing it with.
Hay gente que si no hacen lo que ellos quieren,
there's people that if they don't do what they want to do,
entienden que Dios no está ahí.
They think that God is not there.
Es bueno que nosotros veamos lo que Dios está haciendo.
That's good that we can see what God is doing.
Cuando en el yo quiero que leamos el verso 3, el verso 4.
Is that first 4? Okay.
Sí. Dice así sabrá por dónde ir, pues nunca antes han pasado por este camino.
Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure.
Deberían, sin embargo, mantener como un kilómetro de distancia entre ustedes y el arca.
Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way, therefore.
Esa era el orden de Josué.
This was Joshua's order.
De Dios a través de Josué.
God behind Joshua.
No se acerquen más. No se acerquen más.
Don't.
Yes.
No se acerquen.
Eso es. Había una distancia.
Habitancia.
Distancia.
Okay. Distancia.
Sí. Y había que mantener eso.
And he had to maintain that.
Porque eso era lo que Dios quería.
That's what God wanted.
Y eso era lo que Dios iba a hacer.
And that's what God was going to do.
Ahora bien, dice que esa era la orden de Dios a través de Josué.
That was the order of God and of Joshua.
Mm-hmm. En el verso 8.
In verse 8.
Dice, dale la siguiente orden a los sacerdotes. El verso 8.
Okay. And thou shalt command the priest that bear the ark of the covenant.
A los sacerdotes que lleven el arca del pacto.
Saying, when ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan,
cuando lleguen a la orilla del Jordán,
ya leí eso. When you come to the brink of the water of Jordan,
deténganse.
Ye shall stand still in Jordan.
Es decir, que eso era lo que Dios quería que el pueblo hiciera.
That's what God wanted the people to do.
A veces cuando en la iglesia no se hace lo que a nosotros nos gusta.
Sometimes the church, when they do something we don't want them to do.
A veces hasta nos vamos de la iglesia.
Sometimes
la gente se va de la iglesia.
Oh, the people will leave the church.
¿Por qué? Porque no se está haciendo lo que ellos quieren.
Because they're not doing what the ministry wants them to do.
Sí. Hay personas que no aceptan la voluntad de Dios.
There's people that don't accept the will of God.
Aman a Dios.
They love God.
Pero no aceptan lo que Dios quiere hacer.
But they don't accept what God wants them to do.
Cuando nosotros amamos a Dios,
when we love God,
tenemos que hacer
we need to do
lo que Dios quiere que se haga.
What God wants us to do.
Y entonces nosotros podemos ver la gloria de Dios.
Then we can see the glory of God.
Y después entonces comprendemos lo que Dios está haciendo.
Then we can comprehend what God is trying to do.
Dios es poderoso.
God is powerful.
Y él tiene el control.
And he has control.
Y él tiene el dominio.
And he has dominant. Dominion.
Y Dios no hace lo que a mí me gusta.
And God doesn't do what I don't like, or God just does what I don't like.
Lo que a usted le gusta.
He doesn't do what you like.
O lo que a mí me gusta.
Or what I like.
Sino lo que Dios quiere que se haga.
But what he wants us to do.
Cuando Josué ya estaba viejo.
When Joshua was old.
Y él iba ya a morir.
And he was about to die.
Él se reunió con los sacerdotes.
He reunited with the priest.
Y con el pueblo.
And with the people.
Y le dijo algo al pueblo.
And he told the people.
Y le dio un consejo al pueblo.
And he gave them advice.
En Josué 23.
In Joshua 23.
Verso 3.
Verse 3.
Moisés, Josué comienza una historia.
Moses started a story.
Al junto del pueblo.
In front of the people.
Dándole un consejo al pueblo.
Giving the people advice.
En Josué 3. Josué 23, verso 3, dice, ustedes han visto todo lo que el Señor, su Dios, ha hecho con todos, con todo aquello, con todas aquellas naciones.
And ye have seen all that the Lord, your God, hath done with all these nations.
A favor de ustedes.
Because of you.
Pues Él pelea la batalla por ustedes.
For the Lord your God is he that hath fought for you.
A veces nosotros estamos buscando razón nosotros.
Sometimes we're looking for a reason.
Y no le damos lugar a Dios.
We don't give God the place, the room.
Pero Josué estaba diciendo, mira, ustedes saben todo lo que Dios hizo con nosotros.
Joshua was telling the people, you know what God has done with all of us.
En todo lo tiempo él ha peleado por nosotros.
All this time he has fought for us.
Reconozcan eso.
Recognize this.
Recuerden eso.
Remember this.
Y no olviden eso.
And don't forget this.
¿Saben una cosa, hermanos?
Do you know something, brothers and sisters?
La experiencia con Dios. Nosotros tenemos que tener una experiencia con Dios.
We have to have an experience with God.
Personalmente.
Personal experience.
No por otro.
Not with anybody else.
Sino por nosotros mismos.
Just within us.
Si Dios peleó por nosotros en una ocasión.
If God fought for us through every occasion.
Ya en otra ocasión ya usted tiene la experiencia.
Another occasion we have an experience.
Experience, yes. Y ya usted puede compartir esa experiencia con otros.
And he has to complete that experience with somebody else.
Porque usted pasó por esa experiencia.
Because you went through that.
Si la experiencia con Dios es personal.
If the experience with God is personal.
A veces Dios nos da la oportunidad.
Sometimes God gives us that opportunity.
De tener esa experiencia con Él.
To have that experience with Him.
Josué.
Joshua.
Conoció lo que Dios hizo por el pueblo y por él.
Joshua recognized what he did for the people and for him.
Y Josué le estaba diciendo al pueblo.
And Joshua was telling the people.
Ya la hora de mi partida está llegando.
The hour has come.
Pero nunca olviden.
Don't ever forget.
Lo que Dios ha hecho por nosotros.
What God has done for us.
Hay gente que olvida lo que Dios hace por ellos.
There's people that forgets what God has done for them.
Pero así como Josué le estaba dando consejo.
But the way Joshua was giving them advice.
al pueblo,
to the people,
a los sacerdotes,
to the priest.
Eso se repite hoy.
That's
otra vez.
That's been repeated now again.
Nunca debemos de olvidar lo que Dios ha hecho por nosotros.
We should never forget what God has done for us.
Aunque no veamos situaciones graves,
even if we go through difficulties,
en situaciones críticas,
in very critical times,
siempre tenemos que recordar lo que Dios hizo por nosotros.
We have to keep remembering what God has done for us.
Dios sanó una mujer allá en Dominican Republic.
God healed a lady over at the Dominican Republic.
Los doctores la mandaron para su casa.
The doctors sent her home.
Y yo recuerdo un día.
I remember one day.
La mujer estaba acostada en su casa.
The lady was at home in her bed.
Y yo llegué con un hermano.
And I went there with a brother.
Y estábamos orando por ella.
And we were praying for her.
La mujer no habla.
The lady could not speak.
La mujer no comía.
She couldn't eat.
Solamente se sabía que estaba viva porque respiraba.
How we knew she was alive because she was barely breathing.
Y duró mucho tiempo así.
And she lasted a long time like that.
Y ese día que fuimos a su casa,
that day when we went to her house,
oramos por ella.
We prayed for her.
Y ese mismo momento Dios la levantó.
And that same day, God lifted her up.
Pero como a los 5 meses,
about 5 months,
ya la mujer había dejado a Dios.
She had left God.
Porque se le olvidó lo que Dios hizo.
Because she forgot what God done for her.
Hay muchos favores que Dios hace por nosotros.
There's so many things God does for us.
Hay favores, hay gente que Dios lo ha sanado.
There's so many people God has healed.
Hay gente que Dios lo ha salvado de la muerte.
There's so many times that he saved them from death.
Y después se olvidan de lo que Dios
hizo.
And
then they forget what he's done for them.
Pero Josué le está dando un consejo al pueblo.
And that's when Joshua was trying to give advice to the people.
Cuando nosotros no veíamos entre la vida y la muerte,
when we can't see the difference between life and death,
ustedes vieron lo que Dios hizo con nosotros.
You have to know what God has done for us.
Nadie nos defendió. Nadie nos defendió.
Nobody defended.
Eso. Nadie peleó por nosotros.
Nobody fought for us.
Solamente ustedes recuerdan, Dios peleó por nosotros.
We got to remember God fought for us.
Así es hoy.
Just like today.
Dios pelea por nosotros.
God fights for us.
En cualquier circunstancia.
In any situation.
Clame a Dios.
Claim God.
Llame a Dios.
Call on him.
Y haga lo que Dios quiere que hagamos.
Do what he wants us to do.
Y vamos a ver la mano de Dios.
And we can see the hand of God.
En el verso 6.
Verse 6.
Josué. Josué, sí.
23, verse 6.
Okay. Dice, por lo tanto, esfuércense por cumplir todas las. Por lo tanto, esfuércense.
Be therefore very courageous.
Todo lo que está escrito en el libro.
To keep and to do all that is written in the book.
En el libro de la ley de Moisés.
Of the law of Moses.
Y dice, no se aparten de esa ley.
That ye turn not aside.
Para nada.
Therefore, to the right hand or to the left.
Eso es lo que Josué le está diciendo al pueblo.
That's what Joshua is telling the people.
Y eso es lo que el ministerio de Dios le dice al pueblo de Dios hoy.
And that's what the ministry is trying to tell all the people now.
Yo no sabía de que había un ministerio de que tenía protección.
I didn't know there was such a ministry that had protection.
Del alma de la gente.
For the souls of the people.
Yo entendí eso y vi eso cuando yo vine al cuerpo de Cristo.
I saw that and I understood it when I came to God's people.
Yo siento que mi alma tiene seguridad.
I feel like my soul has security.
Tiene protección.
It's got protection.
Porque hay un ministerio que está trabajando sobre mi vida.
Because there's a ministry that's working over my life.
Antes yo no conocía eso.
Before, I didn't recognize that. I didn't know that.
Antes yo no tenía eso.
I didn't have that before.
Por eso la Biblia habla de dos tipos de pastores.
That's why in the Bible they speak of two different types of people.
Pastor asalariado.
Okay, no sé salariado. Salariado. Two types of people.
Pastor asalariado.
Salariado.
Pastor que trabaja por dinero.
Okay. Like men that work for money and men that work for
yes. Entonces, pastor y asalariado.
Okay, men that work for the world, in other words.
Y pastores de oveja.
And God, pastors that work for God, for the people.
El pastor asalariado,
the ones that work for hire, that work for money,
no le importa a la gente.
They don't really care for the people.
Lo que le importa es el dinero.
What matters is the money.
Pero el pastor de oveja,
but the man that pastors that care for the people,
le importa a la oveja.
It's very important. The people are very important to him.
Y es un tipo del ministerio del cuerpo de Cristo.
That's the type of ministry of the body of Christ.
El alma de la gente del que estamos en el cuerpo de Cristo.
The souls of the people.
Mm-hmm. En el cuerpo de Cristo.
In the body of Christ.
Sentimos seguridad.
We feel the security.
Protección.
The protection.
A veces nos cortan.
Sometimes it cuts us.
A veces nos ponen sobre el altar.
Sometimes they put us on the altar.
Para sacrificarnos.
To sacrifice us.
Pero no es un sacrificio para muerte.
But it's not a sacrifice for death.
Es un sacrificio para vida.
It's a sacrifice for life.
Pero no todo el mundo entiende eso.
But not everybody in the world understands that.
No todo el mundo comprende eso.
They don't understand it.
Y hay personas que no aceptan los consejos.
There's some people that don't accept that advice.
Hay personas que no se someten a obedecer.
They refuse to obey.
Pero Josué,
but Joshua,
está diciéndole,
he's telling
al pueblo,
to the people,
recuerden lo que Dios
remember.
Ha hecho por
what
nosotros.
God has done for you.
Y Josué dice,
and Joshua said,
nunca olviden eso.
Never forget that.
La palabra de Dios,
the word of God,
es vida para nosotros.
It's life for us.
Pero también es espada.
But it's also a sword.
Y si un pastor
if a pastor
solamente trabaja con la mano,
simply just works with his hand,
de algodón,
cotton, pick cotton, algodón is cotton.
Algodón es esto.
Isn't it cotton, Brother Smith? Algodón. ¿Qué es algodón? Ya pagué mi translator.
Okay, algodón es algo. Blanco. Okay. Sí. Okay. Si usted, si el pastor solamente trabaja con la mano de algodón,
if the pastor only works with the hand just to pick cotton,
y no trabaja con la mano de hierro,
and he doesn't work with the hand of God,
no va a salvar a nadie.
He's not going to save anyone.
Hay que trabajar las dos manos.
Hay
que trabajar con las dos manos.
He has to work with both hands.
Porque hay gente que hay que pasarle la mano suave.
Because there's some people he has to really be gentle with.
Para ayudarlo.
To help them.
Pero hay gente que hay que dejarle caer la mano de hierro.
There's some that he has to really give him a tough hand.
Para quitarle la escoria.
To rub off the rough stuff.
Y poder limpiarlo también.
To clean them.
Entonces hay personas que no aguantan eso.
There's some people that can't stand that.
Pero la palabra de Dios,
the word of God,
es vida.
It's life.
Hay vida en ella.
There's life in there.
Pero hay muerte también.
But there's also death.
No una muerte física.
It's not a physical death.
Sino muerte de Adán.
But the death Adán. Of Adam.
Y mientras Adán no muere en nosotros.
And if Adam doesn't die within us,
entonces no podemos ver la vida de Dios
then
en
we
nosotros.
Can't see the life of God within us.
Cuando yo estaba en religión,
when I was out in the world,
era algo de costumbre.
Costumbre.
Sí, algo de costumbre. El sistema religión, algo de costumbre.
Oh, he was accustomed to the religion world.
Pero no trabajan en tu vida.
But that does not work in your life.
Pero después que estoy en el cuerpo de Cristo,
but then when I came to the body of Christ,
yo siento,
I felt,
que este mensaje,
that this message,
ha cambiado mi vida,
has changed my life.
Nadie antes pudo hacer eso.
Nobody before could do anything like that.
Pero el ministerio,
but the ministry,
del cuerpo de Cristo,
of the body of Christ,
a través de la palabra de Dios,
through the word of God,
ha cambiado mi vida,
has changed my life.
Antes yo veía alguna gente en el cuerpo de Cristo.
Before I would see a people in the body of Christ
que levantaba la mano,
that would raise the arm, the hand,
y decía, gracias, Señor,
and would say, praise the Lord, thank you, Lord.
Y yo iba junto con ellos,
and I would be right there with them.
Y a veces yo decía, ¿por qué dice así?
And I would say something, why do you say that?
Y cada rato decía, gracias, Dios.
Because every time you say, thank you, Lord.
Y yo decía, ¿por qué dice así?
And I would say, why do you say that?
Pero a través del tiempo, entonces yo comprendí.
Through time, I understood why.
Que le daba gracias a Dios.
That to give thanks to God.
De un agradecimiento a Dios.
A very gratification to God.
Por lo que Dios ha hecho en su vida.
For God, what God has done in our lives.
Y después entonces yo me vi en la misma situación.
Then I was in the same situation.
Y yo me vi también levantando la mano y diciendo gracias.
And I caught myself saying thank you, Lord.
Por todo lo que Dios ha hecho por mí.
Everything you've done for me, Lord.
La felicidad no es dinero.
Happiness is not money.
Ni casa lujosa.
And the house. Happy, yeah. Happiness also is not a house.
Ni un vehículo en cero milla. Vehículo nuevo.
Vehículo nuevo.
Vehículo, carro nuevo.
Oh, a car. A brand new car is not happiness.
Esa no es la felicidad.
That's not happiness.
La felicidad.
Happiness is.
Es encontrar la paz de Dios.
To encounter the word of God.
La verdad de Dios.
The truth.
La luz de la palabra
the light
de Dios.
Of the word of God.
Por eso fue que el salmista en el Salmo 119.
Psalms 109.
Dijo, lámparas tus pies, mi palabra.
Lamp, it says light unto my path, right? This one.
Yeah. Decir que la palabra,
the word,
alumbra tu camino.
The word lights our path.
Esa es tu vida.
That's my life.
Cuando la palabra, cuando la palabra de Dios puede alumbrar tu camino.
When the word of light, when the word of God lights your path.
Tu vida.
Your life.
Tú te sientes que tú eres la persona más feliz.
You feel a, more of a happy person.
Y la felicidad, vuelvo y digo, no es dinero.
And then again, sino happiness is not money.
Si no encontrás la verdad de Dios.
If you don't encounter the word of God.
Que eso alusa tu camino.
That lights your path.
Cambia tu vida.
Changes your life.
Transforma tu vida.
Transforms your life.
Y tú sientes a Dios en tu vida.
And you feel God in your life.
Lo que el dinero no puede hacer,
what the money can't do,
Dios lo puede hacer.
God can do it.
Moisés, quiero terminar un verso. Quiero leer un verso.
I want to finish with this verse.
El verso 8 de
verse
8 de Josué 23.
In Joshua 23.
Dice, Josué decía, permanezcan fieles a Dios,
but cleave unto the Lord,
como lo han hecho hasta ahora.
Your God, as ye have done unto this day.
Ese era un consejo que Dios, que Josué le estaba dando al pueblo.
That was the advice that Joshua was telling the people.
Sean fieles a Dios.
To stay faithful to God.
No le fallen a Dios.
Don't fail him.
Cuando uno le fiel a Dios,
when we fail God,
dice que comerá de los mejores frutos de la tierra.
Then you will not eat of the good fruit of the earth.
Los mejores frutos de la tierra,
the good fruit of the land,
no es la comida que uno se come.
It's not the food that we want to eat.
Yeah. Es decir que eso no es la, esa no es la mejor fruta de la tierra.
That's not the good fruit of the land.
La mejor fruta de la tierra.
The good fruit of the land.
Es cuando usted recibe las bendiciones de Dios.
When you receive God's blessings in your life.
Esas son las mejores frutas de
That's
la tierra.
That's the better fruit.
Hay personas que quisieran encontrar este camino.
There's so many people that wish they would have found this road, way.
Pero no saben dónde está.
But they don't know where they're at.
Dice, el reino de Dios está entre vosotros.
The glory of God is within us.
Pero ¿quién sabe dónde está el reino de Dios?
But who knows where the glory of God is?
Usted y yo. Usted y yo.
You and me.
Sabemos dónde está el reino de Dios.
We know where it is.
Dios nos ha traído a su reino.
God brings us.
Y estamos en su reino.
And we are in his glory.
Entonces usted debe debemos de sentirnos contento y feliz.
We should always be happy.
De que Dios nos ha traído a sus reinos.
That God is brings us. I don't know if reino is the same thing as glory, but rule reinos.
Sí, es decir, el reino es un tipo del cuerpo de Cristo.
Okay, God reigns with his people.
Y así, donde usted encuentra la verdad de Dios.
When we encounter the word of God.
La luz de la palabra de Dios.
The light of the word of God.
Entonces, eso es una felicidad.
That's the happiness.
Hay personas que tienen su hijo, tienen su esposa, tienen toda su familia.
There's people that have their spouse, their children, everything.
Y pudieran hacer todas las cosas para ver si ellos lo pueden traer a este lugar.
But they have everything they can bring to this place.
Eso es. Y no pueden traerlo.
And they can't bring everything.
Porque para una persona estar en este lugar,
for a person to be, in order to be in this place,
tiene que ser que Dios lo traiga a este lugar.
It has to be that God brings that person in.
Yo digo gracias a Dios.
I say thank you, Lord.
Porque yo no merezco estar en el lugar de Dios.
Because I don't deserve to be here. But he brought me here.
Porque yo digo tan malo que yo soy.
As mean as I am.
Y tanta gente que hay.
And there's so many people out there.
Y Dios me eligió a mí.
But God chose me.
Para yo estar en su lugar.
So I can be in this place. His place.
Entonces yo me siento agradecido de Dios.
That's why I feel so grateful and thankful.
Porque yo no merezco estar en este lugar.
Because I don't really deserve to be here.
Pero Dios transformó mi vida.
But God transformed my life.
Cambió mi vida.
He changed my life.
Y ahora yo me siento hijos de Dios.
Now I feel like I'm a son of God.
Entonces, ¿cómo no me voy a sentir agradecido?
How can I not be grateful?
Entonces, yo le doy gracias a Dios de encontrar el cuerpo de Cristo.
I thank God for finding the body of Christ.
Ahora hay que pelear para no perder ese lugar.
Now I have to fight not to lose this place.
Pelear con el diablo.
Fight with the devil.
Para no perder ese lugar.
So I won't lose my place.
Religión piensa en un diablo que parece un león.
The world sees the devil as a monster.
Pero nosotros no creemos en ese diablo que parece un león.
But we don't believe in that kind of devil that looks like that.
Sino ese diablo que parece un león.
That devil that looks like a lion
es nuestro propio somos nosotros mismos.
It's us ourselves.
El Adán que está en nosotros.
It's the Adam in us.
Entonces hay que pelear con eso.
And we got to fight with that
para no perder este lugar.
So we won't lose our place.
Yo a veces yo digo Dios mío.
Sometimes I say, oh my God.
Yo no sabía que mi carne era tan mala.
I didn't realize that I was so mean. My flesh was so mean.
Pero después que yo vine a este lugar,
but then when I came to this place,
fue que yo conocí quién era el diablo.
That's when I recognized who was the devil.
Allá hay una hermana que nosotros le hablamos de este mensaje.
There's a sister that we speak to her of this message.
Y a veces le decimos, tú eres un diablo.
Sometimes we tell her, you're the devil.
Y ella dice, yo no.
She says, I know, I'm not.
Ella se cree que es una santa.
She thinks she's a saint.
Porque ella no conoce dónde está el diablo.
Because she doesn't recognize who the devil is.
Y yo digo, así estaba yo también.
I tell her, that's the way I used to be.
Pero hoy, gracias a Dios,
but now I give thanks to God.
Yo sé dónde está el diablo,
I know where the devil is.
Y quién es el
and
diablo.
Who's the devil.
Entonces, yo estoy tratando de pelear con eso.
I'm trying to fight with that.
Para, y orando a Dios,
and cry out to God.
Para que Dios me ayude,
so that God can help me.
Para poder vencer el diablo.
So I can get rid of the devil.
Porque no es bueno.
Because that's not good.
Y es malo.
He's mean.
Pero si nos llevamos del consejo de la palabra de Dios,
so we consider the word of God.
Como Josué le decía al pueblo.
Like Joshua was telling his people.
Nunca olviden lo que Dios
ha hecho.
Never
forget what God has done for you.
Y si ustedes nunca olvidan eso.
If you never forget what God has done for you.
Dios estará con ustedes todos los días de su vida.
If you don't forget, God will always be with you every day of your life.
Hasta el fin de su
to
vida.
To the end of your life.
Hay personas que han comenzado este camino.
There's so many people that started out this way.
Y han mirado para atrás.
But they kept looking back.
Pero no miremos atrás.
Don't look back.
Miremos adelante.
Look forward.
Y miremos a Jesús.
And look toward Jesus.
Cuando el ministerio nos dice,
when the ministry tells us,
párate,
stand up,
párate,
stand up.
Cuando el ministerio te dice, avanza,
when your ministry says to worship,
camina,
walk,
camina,
walk.
Y eso se llama someterse a Dios.
That's called to give in with God.
Hay gente que quieren que Dios descienda del tercer cielo.
There's many people that said,
tercer cielo.
That, pero ¿qué dijiste before that?
Hay gente que quiere que Dios descienda del tercer cielo.
There's people that want God to come out of third heaven.
Para que Dios le hable.
So God can talk to them.
Dios no le va a hablar así a nadie.
God's not going to talk to you like that.
Dios no habla hoy.
God talks to us now.
Pero es a través de su ministerio.
Through the ministry.
Hay que escuchar el ministerio.
We have to listen to the ministry.
Para que y obedecer.
And obey.
Para que podamos ver lo que Dios quiere hacer.
So we can see what God is trying to do.
Si no es así,
if you don't do that,
entonces Dios no va a hablarte nunca.
Then God's not going to talk to us.
Hay gente que está esperando que Dios le hable por sueño.
God is sometimes the people who are waiting God to speak to them through dreams.
Para aceptar a Dios.
To accept God.
O creerle a Dios.
Or to believe in God.
Dios no habla así solamente.
God doesn't speak that way.
Dios habla a través del ministerio.
God speaks through the ministry.
A través de su palabra.
Through his word.
Y así podemos ser bendecidos.
That way we can be blessed.
Y nunca olvidar lo que Dios ha hecho.
And never forget what God has done.
Okay, yo no puedo decirle cosa grande ni nueva.
I can't tell you anything big or new.
El pastor Smith, ¿qué puedo yo decirle a ustedes?
What can I tell you?
Que el pastor Smith no se lo haya dicho.
That Brother Smith has not already told you.
Así que todo lo que yo pueda decirle a ustedes,
everything that I can tell you,
ya ustedes lo han escuchado antes
del pastor
already,
Smith. You already heard it from Brother Smith.
Pero solamente quiero decirle esto.
But I just simply want to tell you.
Usar lo que hizo Josué.
Use what Joshua said.
Sea con el pastor Smith.
Stay with Brother Smith.
O sea, con quien sea.
Whoever does or doesn't.
Nunca olviden lo que Dios ha hecho en su vida.
Never forget what God has done in your life.
Guarden siempre en su mente.
Keep it always in your mind.
Decir que es su corazón.
And your heart.
Lo que Dios ha hecho.
What God has done.
Y así nunca se van a olvidar de Dios.
That way you will never forget what he's done.
Es el consejo que yo le doy en esta
That's
mañana.
The advice I have for you this morning.
Hay personas que se olvidan de Dios.
There's people that forget about God.
Y, dejan, es decir, dejan de hacer lo que Dios le diga que haga.
They forget what God tells them to do.
Hagamos siempre.
Yeah, we always, as always.
Hagamos siempre.
Hagas siempre. We should always do that.
Right? Sí. Lo que Dios dice que haga.
We should always do what God wants us to do.
Tenemos un gran ministerio.
We have a grand ministry.
Y ese ministerio está con nosotros.
And that ministry is with us.
No para destruirlo.
Not to destroy us.
Sino para edificarnos.
But to edify us.
Ayudarnos.
To help us.
Y bendecirnos.
And bless us.
Pero para eso hay que obedecer.
That's what we need to obey.
Dios está aquí.
God is here.
Yo lo he sentido.
I have felt him.
Aunque están cantando
and we're singing
y están hablando
and we're talking
y no entiendo lo que están diciendo casi mente.
Even though I don't understand what's going on, what's being said.
Pero ahí está el Espíritu de Dios.
But I feel the Spirit of God.
Aquí está el Espíritu de Dios.
The Spirit of God is here.
Entonces, yo voy siguiendo ese Espíritu de Dios.
I keep following the Spirit of God.
Y así un yo voy siguiendo ese Espíritu de Dios.
As I keep following the Spirit of God.
Entonces yo siento que mi alma es tocada por Dios.
And I feel like my soul has touched God.
Y yo aprecio eso.
And I appreciate that.
Yo cuando yo llego a un sitio, eso es lo primero que yo veo.
When I
busco.
Go to some place, that's the first thing I look for.
¿Por dónde va el Espíritu de Dios?
Where is the Spirit going?
Y me conecto ahí atrás.
And I connect right behind it.
Para poder recibir o buscar ese Espíritu.
For I can receive in that Spirit.
Entonces yo me siento bendecido en este tiempo.
I feel very blessed at this time.
No solamente vine a hacerle algo al Pastor Smith.
I just came here to help Brother Smith.
Sino,
I just didn't come here to help Brother Smith.
Participé en la convención.
But I participated in the convention, the meeting.
Muy buena convención.
Very, very good meeting.
Una convención donde yo vi una convención suave.
A very, very smooth meeting.
Y yo vi el Espíritu de Dios ahí.
I saw the Spirit working.
Y en lo oculto que he participado,
in the things that I participated,
también he visto el Espíritu de
Dios. I have seen the Spirit.
Entonces, yo estoy seguro,
I'm very secured,
y confirmado,
and confirmed,
que Dios está aquí.
That God is here.
Y si Dios está aquí,
and if God is here,
todo está bien.
Everything is well.
Que Dios le bendiga.
God bless you.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Well, I enjoyed that. I tell you, I still amazing to me that when I went to the Dominican Republic that God chose this man. He was 50 years old when I went there. And maybe 50. And he was Elias's pastor in the Nazarene church before Elias, you know, became a pastor. And he and Elias, neither one had the Holy Ghost. And I remember when he got the Holy Ghost in New York, he came up there. He was on the platform with all the ministry. Esa convención que tú recibes Espíritu Santo, lo mismo es la convención que yo bautismo usted y Elías. Yeah, I baptized them both in water. And then the Spirit moved that night and I felt the Lord to pray for him. I laid my hand on him and he said he lost control. But, you know, I mean, that to me, when you can just think about that. Here's a pastor of many years in a Nazarene church that God touches at 52 years old. And God gives him the Holy Ghost just like that. Gives him and changes his whole life and his ministry. And he's got this message, you know. He has a great respect for the ministry. He realizes that God used a ministry to bring this message about. And, you know, one of the things he was saying today, you ought to get a hold of. You better quit leading your own life in religion and things of God. You better listen to a ministry that God's dealing with you. God puts you under a ministry. A lot of people just float around here and there. They don't ever really find the place where God wants them to be. And and realize that there's, you know, that's what he was showing in the book of Joshua, how God, the people followed Moses because God used Moses in such a great way when they came across the Red Sea. Well, when God chose Joshua, he told Joshua, he said, look, I'm fixing to do something. I'm fixing to work for you. It's going to cause the people to hearken to you. And he put Joshua and the priesthood out in Jordan. When they stepped their feet in Jordan, it rolled back on a heap, according to Joshua's words. And that's the protection that he sees, that, you know, that there's a ministry that's protecting us from the influence of falsehood and false religion and false ideas and all of those things. I think you ought to be careful, you know, to consider God's ministry. He put a space between them, to, what was it, 2,000 cubits, wasn't it? And that's a picture. God won't let you get too close or too common with the ministry. God wants you to reverence what he's doing. I know a lot of times there's been a lot of damage done, you know, but if we're not careful, we'll bring the ministry to a place that's too common, and we won't see God working in their lives and realize that God's leading us through a ministry. And if we're not careful, you know, the ministry can just do any little thing. Nowadays, I'm realizing today, you know, it's so easy to, people get offended so easy. You know, you can say, you just correct somebody's life a little bit that offends them. It takes them weeks to get over their offense. You think God's pleased with that? I don't think God's pleased with that. People put themselves on the same level of who the leadership that God puts them under. They criticize, murmur, complain. And I think we need to be fearful about things like that. It's true that the ministry's men. They put on their pants just like any other man. You know, it's just an old saying. This means that they're human. And they do, you know, make mistakes, and they're not perfect, even though God's taken them through a process to perfection. But you have to remember there's a gift. There's a gift of the ministry that God's working through, and God delegates that order. And if we reverence that order, we're reverencing what God's doing, and God will bless you for it. I don't know how I got that. I got that in religion. I didn't get all that here. I know my wife will tell you, the man that I came up under, I reverenced that man, and I treated him with utmost respect always. I never did one time argue, rebuke him. Not once did I ever do anything like that. And God bless me. I'm trying to do what Brother Calderon said. I'm trying to remember what all God has done for me. I tell you, his hand's been on my life. And it's because I've received some wonderful things that I've put into practice. And I don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose it. And I know, you know, to whom much is given, much is required. And if we're not careful, we'll forget some of these things. What a wonderful place to be in, under God's hand, under God's wings, under his care and protection. Hallelujah. Well, I'm not going to preach another message to you because you already received a good one. And didn't the Sister Fisher do good? She did a good job. We appreciate you, Sister Fisher. I can tell, you know, I know I don't understand Spanish as good as she does, but I can tell there's a cultural difference in between Mexico speaking Spanish and the Dominican Republic. She's Tex-Mex. The word El Mundo means the world, but over there they use it for people, just like Pueblo. And, you know, there are just several little words that they use, just, you know, like we have words we use as, in a common way that has maybe a different meaning than what the definition would be if we just followed the definition. Like reinos, that means kingdom, the kingdom. It's the kingdom of God. He's talking about the kingdom or the body, really. It's the same thing. El reinos, es el kingdom. The reino de Dios, the kingdom of God. That's how they use that. Anyway, dinner's ready. Let's stand and give God a praise. Thank Him for the food. Have service again at 5 o'clock this evening. Band practice at 4 o'clock. Have y'all noticed this church is becoming more a church of one service? Y'all want me to cancel all services except for Sunday morning? Just dwell on that a little while. You may catch on to what I'm saying. Thank you, Lord. God, for your goodness to us, your blessings. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the food, fellowship, your goodness, oh God. Help us, oh God, to be diligent, to serve you in a greater way, Lord. Amen. We give you praise. Amen, amen. All right, God bless you. Shake hands and be friendly. Got good potluck dinner today.